It's time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
With an open line, feel free to give us a ring. We had Ruben on a minute ago. He wanted to know what brand of dry tile cutter to buy in a 36-inch size. And that's the great thing about Facebook. I'm glad you know how to use it, Romy.
Gentleman by the name of Kyle. I'll keep his last name anonymous, although yeah. You could probably see it posted on our page. But that's just best practice. We don't usually put out last names. Unless they're guests, you know, we'll mention Harold's last name a few times. Rubi, R-U-B-I, he says, is his favorite tile cutter. And you type in rubi.com. Man, they've got a plethora of styles, designs, and sizes. So I'm sure
Ruben sold locally. Needs to buy a Rubi.
That's right.
All right. There you go. Ruben, I hope that helps. Kyle, thanks for Facebooking that into us. You've got about 20 different ways you can get a hold of us. Right now during the broadcast, it's always at 1-888-767-4348 or through our Facebook page that Romy monitors on a little side screen that he's got right there. And then after the show and the rest of the week, you can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com. Hey, if you're in a situation now where we're broadcasting from right now, we have not seen much rain out of this storm at all. And they were talking that we statewide were going to see a half to 1 inch of rain.
This morning, it wasn't like when we left Mighty Whitman, but it was awful wet. I mean, I could feel the dirt under the boots. Yeah, you could tell it'd been soaking for a little while.
And sweet Amanda's out in Florence, and she says she's been getting pounded most of the morning. Listen, if you are in need of a roofer, know that Rosie's got you covered. Get it? We've got Rosie certified roofing contractors throughout the state of Arizona. If you're down in Tucson, it's 520-300-5353 for the offices of Lyons Roofing. Lyons Roofing also covers Casa Grande and Phoenix metro area, Durafoam Roofing in Phoenix, Pinnacle Roofing in Phoenix, and Central Basin Roofing up in the Quad City areas. So we've got you covered, and of course, George and Sons as well. So if you need a good roofer, now is the time to make sure you get a good roofer. Don't just call anybody out of the Yellow Pages. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com. You want to sneak in one quick call in here
Cindy.
From Gilbert. Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, Cindy, go ahead, darling.
Well, we are building a new home and keep hearing varying opinions on solar options for our plumbing needs. I really would love to have a tankless water heater.
Okay.
Just so we have, you know, quick hot water.
Okay.
But I would love to have it be, you know, solar and try to save some money that way. And just keep hearing from the plumbers I've talked to that it's not super common yet, that it might not be cost effective to do that, especially, you know, a tankless option. And just wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, how many people will be in the house?
Seven.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
You sound like our house.
Yeah, it sounds like our house.
A lot of boys.
Good for you, Cindy.
That's key, though, because if it was seven girls, she'd need nine water heaters.
Yeah, you'd need nine.
That is why I wanted to qualify, that it's a bunch of boys. So the bath time is not as long as it might be for a girl. So
How many bathrooms are we talking, Cindy?
So five bathrooms.
There'll be five bathrooms.
One of them, yeah, you know, and then one of them would not have the shower option. One of them would be a guest. So it really is probably three showers that we're talking about really being used.
You could do a different option on each. You could do the tankless on the master and see how you like it. Put a solar in the downstairs
and
or
a conventional
the
on the
west
other
wing.
Cindy, your application is going to be unique enough that we probably ought to do a deeper assessment than we can do right here over the telephone.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that in tankless, most tankless manufacturers now are almost demanding that you have a water softener attached in front of it. So you'd have to incorporate that. if you've got natural
gas. You'd have to have enough electricity.
Your
panel may not be big enough.
Well, it's building a new home.
This is something they're designing from scratch.
So they could certainly get that incorporated.
Build in the extra power then.
Build in the extra power, or I would say run it in gas if you've got the gas, for sure.
And it'll take a bigger option pipe than a standard water heater on gas.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, well, I've already got gas running this, but so they go to tankless. Well, they need a bigger pipe. They're getting a lot more fast.
But before I did a complete analysis, Cindy, on what kind of water heater I was using, for a house the size you're building, for the number of bathrooms you have, you would be absolutely crazy not to call our friends at Harmon Solar and have them do a complete solar system analysis for the house. And they'll paint a couple scenarios for you. I would start there and then let that drive the water heater style decision secondarily. We appreciate the call. Appreciate the fact that you're building brand new. Appreciate the fact that you've got a whole passel full of boys.
Hope you're building in block. All that roughhousing, you need a block
home. That's right. Hey, when we get back, it's Harold Perkins from Galaxy Lending. Join us. We're going to be talking about the current situation in mortgages.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.